Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Aaron Ramsey. Hope you're having a great day. Well, listen, I wanted to talk today about legacy, and we'll kind of, as I mentioned on the last 411, this is just going to kind of be a theme for a while, I think, and want to talk a little bit about why this is coming up right now. And you know, in my life, over the last few years, we've kind of dealt with some personal things that have got me thinking about legacy and kind of the legacy that I want to leave for my children or my grandchildren or my grandchildren's children or just my family or, to be honest, also each of you through work. So that's kind of consumes my mind most days. And so I'm going to go down the vein of personal and work a little bit here and just set the tone, and then we'll go into more detail in the future. But so from a personal standpoint, you know, my as many of you know, my father about 8 years ago took his own life, and, you know, he was really sick and had a lot of health issues, which is what I believe caused that, ultimately hit the decision that he made. And of course, by now I'm really good with it, and I understand why he did what he did, and don't necessarily agree with it, but I understand it. And and then about a year and a half ago, my mom started getting sick with Alzheimer's and dementia, and she never really dealt with the things that happened to my dad. They were married almost 50 years, and that put her, you know, had her make some really difficult, bad decisions, and got involved in a bad situation that we had to ultimately kind of pull her out of that. So, you know, as I think about me and as I age and as my wife Tanya ages, I really am kind of focused on what is that I want to leave for my children? What do I want them to be remembered of me? And so everything I'm doing right now, I'm trying to focus on not myself, but that next generation. How will they see me, and how will their children see me? And that's not easy. And it may not be easy for you either if this is something that's important to you, but because we all come from a past, and some of our pasts are awesome. Some people come from a great family with so much rich legacy that they can be proud of. And then some others don't come from that legacy. You know, we come from a broken home or a hard way that we grew up, a difficult ending in life, whatever it is, it's just hard. And what I know, though, is whether your legacy that came before you is good or whether it's hard, you have the ability to draw a line in the sand and decide the legacy that you want to leave for that next generation. So from a personal side, I've been really wrestling with that. My parents were awesome as I grew up, but towards the end, it got a little bit different, and it was hard. And I personally want to build a legacy for the next generation that changes that. And then from a work standpoint, you know, I think all the time about employee ownership and the ESOP. And I'm so grateful for what our founders did. You know, they had an opportunity back in 2016, 2017 to make another decision. You know, they could have sold the company to a competitor. They could have sold the company to private equity. They could have made a lot of different decisions. And they chose to go down the employee ownership route through an ESOP. And they did that because they wanted the legacy to continue. They wanted the culture of who we are at Envision Radiology to continue. They wanted to make sure that the administrative functions of the company, that people kept their jobs, because sometimes when you sell the business, there are people that lose their jobs because you don't need to have those still going forward under the new company. And so as I think about that legacy that was given to us, I think about the legacy for the next generation as well all the time. And coming into work thinking that as we build the ESOP, as we grow the ESOP, what it means for each of us, but also what it means for that next generation coming after us. And I'm so excited about that. So I'll get more into each of these things in future 411s, but I hope this one today is a blessing to you. Maybe a quick takeaway for you is, what is the legacy that you want to leave for the next generation, both personally and through work? Well, have a great day. Live a life of love.